donate, and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back. John, I know that there's a lot of county sheriffs around around this country that are preparing to stand up against the federals, the federales, if you will. We know that within the FBI and these other organizations, a lot of these, because they're still American patriots and they live in this country and this is their country too, they're not going to follow orders. They're not going to follow Chris Ray's orders. They're not going to follow Merrick Garland or Joe Obama's orders. We know that. We know that our state National Guards and the states, they're not going to, they'll go with the people. And we know, of course, when I said the sheriff's departments, I've talked to several of the sheriffs already, and they're willing to back each other up. You know, here in the state of Ohio, all the sheriff uniforms look the same. So what happens if you're having a situation, maybe a showdown like they did at Ruby Ridge or Waco, here in a particular county, the sheriff's department, they're willing to show up now, okay? If you need sheriff deputies from other counties, they're going to be coming in. And so I guess we're at that stage where we have a total corrupt government. The Communist Party has taken over our government. We're no longer a republic. We're actually a country that's under siege right now by the Communist Party. And so I know this, or the church that I pastor, if we had a situation at our church where they had come for one family, all of us would show up. And all of us. And, you know, here, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. And for people out there listening to me, if they're in a church and that's not the situation, if they're in a church and that church, if the pastors are telling them not to defend themselves, just to submit, not defend themselves, get out of that church, because that pastor was not put there in that pulpit by God, okay? Get out of there. The Bible makes it very clear. Pastors are to be as bold as lions, and pastors are to say, "Here I am, Lord, call me, and we will fight on the Lord's side. We will obey God rather than man." What does John McTiernan say?
Well, yeah, Pastor. I mean, when you were talking about that, I was thinking of the Black Robe Regiment from the Revolutionary War, and how those pastors would be preaching on the pulpit, and they wore black robes those days when they preached, and then after it was over, they would grab their guns and head out to, be militia to defend the revolution.
Well, I keep getting warned by people, Pastor, if you're, what you're doing out there, you know, you're putting yourself out, you're attracting, they're going to come after you, okay? Well, you know what, then they'll come after me, but I'm going to do what's right. We have never backed down in 50 years in this ministry, not one day. We're not going to back down now. We're going to stand for God and country and freedom and righteousness.
You know, Pastor Ernie, you know that, whatever you want to call it, you know about the canary in the cage in the mine.
Yeah, in the coal mine. Yeah,
yeah, and carbon. Was it methane? And the canary, you can't smell it or anything. The canary is very sensitive to it, and it would just keel over and die. And then all the miners would run out. Well, if they come like what you're talking about, you can be looked at as the canary. We can be looked at as the canary in the mine, because they're not going to stop. These people have an agenda. They're not going to stop till they're stopped. That's either a tremendous spiritual revival from the Lord that's going to hold us back, or they're going to force us either to completely collapse and they'll just roll right over us, or stand against them. So if you don't stand now, you know, maybe you have a chance. 6 months from now, you might a year from now you won't. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Yeah, everybody's got to be purposed in their mind that we're not going to allow them. These are baby killers of the... not only that, they wanted it, now they're injecting little babies 6 months old with a death shot, knowing, no, first of all, that they know how dangerous it is. It's out in public, and knowing that they don't need this shot. The children do not need this shot at all, but they're giving it to them anyways. And now they're talking about, you know, I quote, aborting babies up to, what, a month after they're born?
28 right? days, and, yeah.
California. So then they get them. They're saying that they can tell at 3 years old whether a child is transgendered or not. They want to get them into school, kindergarten, first, second, third grade, and confuse the little kids. Well, Johnny, maybe, you know, do you think you might be a girl? And the same with the girls. They want to put, then they want to have them taught that there are alternative lifestyles. At young ages, they want to turn them into reprobates. At young ages with the school. So they, when are we going to stand to protect the children, or are we going to just melt away? If we won't stand to protect the children, Pastor Ernie, then we don't deserve to have the country.
Here's what you just said about with the children. An LGBT, that's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer public school teacher who works at Mounds View Public Schools in Minnesota, went viral this week after she admitted in a public social media video that the goal of her hideous, androgynous look is to intentionally confuse her students into not being able to figure out whether or not she is a girl or a boy. This is another article on that article I read earlier. The teacher, who works specifically at Valentine Hills Elementary School in Arden Hills, a suburb of Minneapolis and St. Paul, expressed smug pride as she told her followers a story about how she overheard some students ask whether or not the teacher in the hallway, if the teacher in the following video, is a male or a female. Wow. Unbelievable. You know, I mean, it's really, this is why... For all these years, what have we said, people? If you love your kids, get them out of the public school. Get them out of the public school. Get them out of there.
You know, it's going to be interesting up there in Minneapolis. Is they're going to run into a real strong headwind with all the Muslims up there. If we can give them credit for one thing, they don't tolerate any of this like we shouldn't tolerate it, and they actually put their foot down. So that's going to come to a head.
Absolutely. I wanted to read this. President Trump went off on the judge assigned to the Stormy Daniels hush payment case. You know, here you had this. Stormy Daniels has come out three times and said nothing ever happened between her and Trump.
Okay? Official statements.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter much in this thing because they don't go by the law. They're as corrupt as corrupt gets. Yeah. I mean, absolutely corrupt. New York State Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchant is expected to be assigned to Trump's Stormy Daniels hush payment case, according to Fox News. Trump said that corrupt judge hates him. He goes on, Juan Merchant was the same judge who oversaw the Trump org trial led to tax-related conducts amid claims Trump organization employees illegally received tax-free perks, such as apartments and car leases. According to the indictment, Trump org CFO Ellen Weisselberg was accused of a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme for receiving $1.7 million in illegally received tax-free perks, such as apartments and car leases. Merchant completely railroaded Ellen Weisselberg and forced him to plead guilty or else. So Weisselberg pleaded guilty to all 15 tax crime felonies in exchange for a reduced sentence in a plea deal with prosecutors. The plea deal also required that Weisselberg to testify as a witness. Judge Merchant ultimately sentenced Weisselberg to 5 months in Rikers Island Jail. a racist, Trump-hating, Soros-backed DA targeted Trump, and now a Trump-hating judge will oversee the case. And so Trump went off all... You know, this is, again, the corruption. But what do you think? I think, first of all, you know, the Bible says, touch not my anointed, okay? And since Ronald Reagan, let me ask you, both of you, this. Since Ronald Reagan, have we had anybody, any president that has done as much for this country as Donald Trump?
No. In fact, I think Trump has actually done more, considering that Ronald Reagan in the 1980s actually had a responsible, God-fearing, loving of Americans, basically. He had adults that he could reason with. Donald Trump doesn't have that. He's got a media that's 10 times worse. He's got communists at every corner. And everything that Donald Trump did accomplish, he pretty much did on his own with very little support even from the Republicans.
What do you think, John?
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. He has a power, like a force. He's a little bit like a force of nature to plow through this. He's very brilliant in how he can play one end against another and get things done. So I don't think there is anyone other than him that could have done what he did during those 4 years.
All right, so he's getting his name out there, more attention than all of the other candidates put together right now. The fake, he's playing rope-a-dope with the fake news media, isn't he?
Pastor Ernie, it's my opinion that he should not surrender himself in New York. They're going to have the kangaroo court, like you mentioned, the judge already. With the judge against him and the DA against him, they'll have a rigged jury. The judge will be there oversighting the selection of the jury. They'll have a rigged jury. They'll want to put him in jail. They'll want to give him time in jail. I wouldn't go. I would stay because DeSantis in Florida said his governor he wouldn't extradite Trump to New York, and he said that this is all these irregularities in it. So if I was Trump, I would stay, and I would let this fester and boil, and I would let the Democrats see they can't do this, and Pastor Ernie, would manifest who's who in this country. You know, who is deep, deep, deep anti-American, and who is going to stand?
Do you think that there's even one judge in Manhattan that has not been corrupted?
No,
zero.
Zero? Zero, Pastor Ernie. Zero.
Right. So there's zero that have not...
That's all a political... It's all Democrat. It's been Democrat for I don't know how long. And it's all one big political system in there. And no. You couldn't find a judge. You can't find anything in New York City like that.
There was a talk about from the truckers. This is on social media, that if they do pursue this and Donald Trump does go to New York, that they'll just hopefully all rally around and stop all food shipments going into New York. It's stuff like that it really has to start happening, because there's people that call in, what can we do? What can we do? We had to start doing something.
Yeah, that's a real good. If they would do that, then the unions there or the construction industry would close down, and maybe the police would come out and the firemen come out.
Yeah.
That could really, if the people rose up, yes. But just the system, the way it operates now, I wouldn't go. I would stay in Florida, and I would let this come to a head like a boiling volcano.
Yeah. Well, now Trump knows this, and Trump...
Yes, he does.
He is not a slouch. He's pretty smart. He's a pretty smart guy when it comes to negotiator. So if he is going there to Manhattan to turn himself in, what is it you think he knows that we don't?
I don't know.
So then, I mean, because again, Trump's not a, you know, Trump is a, he's a fellow who, you know, has, you know, a real ability, okay, you've seen what, he's a great negotiator, you've seen how he's negotiated with all of these countries. We didn't have any of the problems we're having today when Trump was in office 4 years.
Yep.
Russia wasn't threatening us, Russia wasn't, you know, the other nations in the world, they respected us. You just now, recently, you're having the banana. You know, these little countries telling us, don't ever tell us, talk to us again about corruption. Not with what you got going on.
Yeah.
Here's an article. Mexican President AMLO slams Biden over Nord Stream sabotage and defends President Trump.
Yeah.
Arrests were meant to keep him off of the ballot. This is what the Mexican president says. Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador defended President Trump in remarks in a press conference in Oaxaca over reports of Trump's intimate, imminent arrest over alleged 2016 hush money payments to the women. Elmo was slammed. Also slammed Obama Biden over the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, with his remarks coming hours before a scheduled meeting with Biden climate envoy John Kerry. Oh boy, that Kerry is a—he is a real traitor, a real.
That goes back to the 70s when he testified in front of the Senate, calling Americans effectively the. We're a bunch of baby killers and reminiscent of Genghis Khan, what we did over there. And this is when we had troops in Vietnam.
Yeah. With all due respect, President Trump, former president, is declaring that they are going to arrest him. I think today for a matter, this is what the president of Mexico is saying, for a matter supposedly, as the lawyers say, allegedly loving, that they're going to arrest him. If that were the case, then everyone wouldn't know why not we are sucking our finger, which is so, that everyone would know why not we are sucking our finger, which is so that it does not appear on the ballot, he said in this morning conference. In other words, he's saying it's very, very clear what the Democrats are doing, why they're going after him. They know that there's no crimes there. The fact is, they want to try to keep him from getting elected. And so, the more they do this, the higher his polls ratings go.
Yeah.
They're way up there now. And, well, that would be good. I would love to see Trump and DeSantis sit down and a whole lot of people in this country and, you know, have Trump invite DeSantis to be number
VP,
two,
yeah.
Vice president.
And then eight more years after Trump.
That would win so easily. I mean, it'd be a landslide victory if those two could do that. But, again, you know, we've seen a lot of these over these debates, and, you know, a lot of this stuff is theater. It's not, you know, it's, you know, they play the game, they play politics, and they'll go out there. It's like professional wrestling. They'll go out there and they'll call each other names, and even but under the scenes, they're talking about, you know, they're making a deals, what to say, what not to say. I don't know exactly, you know, that's the way politics works there. Yep. So, yeah, they may be coming to predetermined conclusions. So let's do this. Let's open the phone lines to take some calls on this Friday night, you guys. Yeah.
Real quick, a couple listeners actually called in this week and want to know what they can do or what we can do basically to support Trump and hopefully get him back on the ticket. It's pretty frantic with what they're saying, you know, on the phone. I think they're just as frustrated as us. So is there anything other than prayers or?
Well, prayers are very important. In fact, we're looking to have we're right now in discussions about having a 7 days, like they marched around Jericho for 7 days.
Okay.
7 days of prayer and fasting, and for our country. See, this is not really about Trump. Trump was right when Trump says, look, they're not coming for me. They're coming for you. Yep. I'm just in their way. And he's right about that. They want to come for us. They want to come for our guns. They want to take away our freedoms. And a lot of these delusionals on the left don't realize that they're going to be a part of that depopulating process, too. And so this is America. So what can they do? One, stand up, tell the truth, be bold, make sure that their senators and congressmen know that we're supporting Trump. You let their congressmen know without a doubt that we support him. And I would let Trump know that and that he should be working with DeSantis, not against DeSantis.
Yeah, that's important.
All right, let's go out to Dale. Dale, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, Pastor. The other night when I was talking to you, I got cut off. I think it was my phone. I think maybe the three-letter agencies are playing around with my phone because I got cut off about four times that day when I was talking about this stuff going on in Chardon. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of an update. I talked to Child Protective Services today, and they assured me they were going to look into it. I suggested to them that they send somebody over to the church to monitor what's going on. And I had several of my friends call, and everybody got positive feedback from them and the sheriff's department.
Well, I knew we would get it from the sheriff's department for sure. I didn't have much faith in the Child Protective Service. But in some areas, I mean, they do have some good people working for Child Protective Services. But unfortunately, nationwide, they're a big, big source of child trafficking.
And yeah, I know that. Yep. It seemed like the person that I spoke to was real cooperative and seemed very helpful. And so we'll see.
But, yeah.
The other thing, I've been looking online at this supposed so-called church and so-called pastor in Chesterland, and they apparently have a 501c3, and he has been actively involved in defunding the police. Now, I believe that would be against their 501c3, am I correct?
Yeah, that would be anti-government activity.
Yeah, how would we go about reporting that type of thing?
Well, I don't think it would do you any good because it would be the IRS would have to come for him because of their 501c3, and they won't do it because they're anti-Christ. They're a satanic church. They're a satanic church, and the IRS is virtually a satanic organization.
You know, he's got a good idea, though. What definitely would work is if he endorses any political candidate, and I'm sure as we're sitting here, I'm sure he's endorsing every left-wing radical that sits on, you know, on the planet. So that definitely is illegal beyond words.
That's true. But let me explain something to you. It's only enforced on those on the right. It is not enforced on those on the left. Now, I mean, I know what it's supposed to be, but see, here's the reality is, You cannot show me one on the left that they've gone after. Not one. You had some nutcase who stood out there and he preached stark naked in the pulpit, okay, and was very politically active. But because he was on the left, they left him alone.
Yeah. Those thoughts occurred to me, and it also occurred to me that it might backfire and the IRS would come after me.
That could happen. Look at that senator from Georgia, Warlock, that ran for the Senate, and all the vote election fraud there, okay, you know, here he was out there pushing far-left politics right out and being the pastor of the church at the same time when they, you know, they had that apostate church out there supporting him. So there you go.
Yep. Yeah, that's a very good example. Yep. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know what the follow-up was, and we didn't get cut off. I'm on my cell phone, so maybe that's why, but it was very odd. I talked to my sister, and I talked to several of my friends, and every time I got into that subject of the Chardon thing, boom, I lost my line. And actually, the other night, well, that was last night when I was talking to you, I not only lost my telephone line, but I lost my internet for about 20 minutes.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, there will be no decent people attending, attending that apostate, was it 41? What is it, Element 41? No people, no decent people at all. No decent people would go to that. And many of those sheriff's deputies are decent people. And so they're just as appalled by it as we are. It's the same thing. I happen to know that a number of the police officers in Chester Police Department, they're just as appalled at that apostate, satanic, United Church of the Antichrist, what they call community church, as we are. It's filthy. I mean, it's dirty. It's an abominable thing, and in the midst. And so I know out here in our area, people, they're appalled by it, just like we are. And they ask them, both the Chester Police Department and the Sheriff's Department, to call it off. But the apostates don't want to.
Right, right. Yeah, I talked to a number of my friends here in Chardon, and everybody's appalled by it. And I've got a very good friend in Chesterland, and he's pretty well connected with the political end of things. And he told me, too, that the Sheriff's Department is disgusted with it. And so, yeah, it's very, very true what you're saying.
Well, you know, we've seen the filth. It's, and here, remember a few years back, because of this same mindset, you had that shooter in the Chardon High School. It killed all those people.
Right.
And here, the last five school shooters have all been trans things. All been right. Trans things. So the last five of them. What does that tell you?
And they're actually making shirts you can get on Amazon that have guns and basically promoting the trans movement, and they're still selling them.
Yeah.
So there you go. So we're up. Here's an article. Largest satanic gathering in history will require, listen to this, require masks and vaccinations. That kind of tells you where Fauci's masks and vaccinations come from, don't it?
Is that the one in Boston?
The Satanic Temple set to host the largest satanic gathering in history. I thought that's what happened when the Democratic Party convention.
Yeah.
In
Obama.
Boston, will require attendees to be vaccinated and masked. As the Gateway pundit previously reported, SatanCon is scheduled to take place in Boston on April 28th through the 30th. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Another thing that occurred to me, and I think that you sent me the book years ago, the Pink Swastika.
Yeah.
I thought occurred to me with all of this transgender stuff starting to flare up all over the country that we might be looking at that type of situation of the brown shirts.
Well, you have that, right. You have the brown shirts. They're called Antifa.
Yeah.
That's what they are there.
But I'm wondering if this homosexual movement will join with them and try to...
Well, they are. They are. Those people in Antifa are largely sodomites. Mm. They're largely sodomites. So you have that there already. And so... In Hitler, if you remember, you had most of the leadership in there were all sodomites. You had the Femmes and the Butches,
Mm-hmm.
Scott Lively, the author of that, was a very good friend of mine. We used to go on tour together when we did the Shake the Nations campaign. There was like 10 of us pastors, and we were going from major city to major city speaking. Five in one place in the morning, five in another, and then we would switch. Those of us were in the morning would be in another place in the evening. And so, but Scott Lively's the one that wrote that book, and it was one of the bestsellers. And guess what happened? He was the number one man in the entire world on the LGBTQ, the sodomite hit list. And so, there you go. Well, thanks so much, Dale, for calling in. God bless you, my friend.
Yeah, God bless you, too.
All right. We'll be back right after this with more.
Read his words. He heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. The love of man is waxing cold, just like the way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, every eye shall see. Sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings. Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
All righty, we are back, and people want me to let them know about our church service here. Doors of the Word Baptist Church here in Newberry, Ohio. We start on Sunday morning at 8:30 with a Bible study. And it's an in-depth Bible study. We go in-depth, and then it's from 8 to 9:30. And then 9:30 to 10:30, there's another Bible study, a different course. And then the morning service starts at about 11:15. And after the morning service, we have about 1 o'clock, we have another Bible study class. And then at 4, from 4 to 5, we have usually it's the Bible and current events, something that's happening currently and then associated with the Word of God. Then the evening service starts at 6 o'clock. Thursday morning, we have prayer. At 9 o'clock, we have our Thursday morning prayer, which we go in depth in prayer, and that prayer usually lasts about 3 hours. Prayer is very important, very, very important. So, Doors of the Word, 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. And we're right at the corners of Route 87 and Sperry Road in Newberry, which is Geauga County. Let's go to Amy. Amy, you're in the air.
Hello, Pastor. Yes, you were talking about how we can help President Trump. And a couple of months ago, I had an idea that if everybody who voted for him would send him either a dollar or $5, he would have enough money. I know he's a rich man, but it isn't fair that he's fighting our fight for us.
Well,
I think we should all contribute. So my question is to you, do you know of a post office address for him? Would it just go to him if I wrote down Mar-a-Lago?
Oh,
I want to use the internet.
Yeah, his address is on the internet, but I don't know. Yeah, I would imagine it would go to him if you sent it to Mar-a-Lago, President Donald J. Trump, if you got the address of Mar-a-Lago.
What we can do is find the address and just put it on the website.
Oh, I know what, because of what they did when they announced that they were going to, he raised $4 million, was raised within a couple hours for his campaign, $4 million for a couple hours for his campaign. But you're right, the opposition, Soros and the other communists are going to pour a lot more money into the Deathocrat.
Right.
So, but you're right, it sure wouldn't hurt, would it?
I don't think so, no.
No.
No, and it would also encourage him if people would just send even $5. It's not that much. But if everybody sent $5, then how many people voted for him?
75 million, probably 80 million.
There you
okay,
go.
We're going to assign Ron here to get the right address.
Yeah.
To get the right, when he gets the right address, we'll give it out over the air.
And then, we'll put it on the website, too.
And we'll put it on our website. Oh. WRWL.org. We'll put it up there.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless. Let's go out to Jeff in Massachusetts.
Oh, thank you very much, Pastor Sanders. Well, first, I met Scott Lively. Scott Lively's a great guy, and I voted for him for governor twice. So Scott Lively's one of my heroes. And the main subject of my comment is predictive programming, and the communists talking to each other through film. And this is scary. There's a new movie out based on the book called How to Blow Up a Pipeline. This is scary. It's basically a how-to on how to blow up a Texas pipeline done by a group of environmental activists to try to prevent the development of a pipeline by resorting to sabotage. This, because I work at an LNG plant, this put a chill down my spine. And the people making the movie are a bunch of leftists, and I believe they're going to be talking to other leftists like Antifa, BLM, and other wacky communist groups to start damaging gas pipelines by blowing them up. This scares me. This really scared me.
Well, this is all coming right from the White House. All of this is being orchestrated right from the White House. This is to take down America.
Yes, you're right. But beyond that, when you look at the whole communist picture, the communists are using a whole variety of tactics to bring down America. And it doesn't matter, arrest Trump, doesn't matter, illegal immigration, because when it is all over, I believe when the communists take over parts of America, all these perverts who brought America down will be lined up against the wall and shot. That's standard communist operating tactics. Use the people to bring down a competing nation. Once they do their function, they're done.
Well, that's right. Both the policy of Hitler and Stalin, if you remember how they used the media in there to turn against the people, and once they were in full power, the idea was everyone who they thought, since they were so quick to betray their countrymen, like our media, like the people at NBC, ABC, and CBS, CNN, they're so quick to betray their fellow Americans, they'll betray the communists too, and so they eliminated them.
Yes, as a wrap-up to the call, this movie will be coming out on April the 7th, and there's high-level organizations that are very concerned when this movie comes out that there could be violence on our grid, our gas grid, and so forth. I'm not going to say me on this one. This movie has a lot of people very, very concerned. Watch the trailer or look at the Wikipedia, and also there's a book online that the movie is based on. So, Pastor, God bless you. Do have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. You've got two very wicked movies that are coming out, satanic movies, on Resurrection Sunday. They're going to come out on Resurrection Sunday. All righty. Who did we have left there? Okay, let's go to AC. AC, you're in there.
Hello, Pastor Ernie and Chaplain John and Ron.
Hey, AC.
Everybody?
Yep.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. You had a caller the other night who was talking about how Ron DeSantis was talking out of both sides of his mouth. And he was referencing some woman named Laura Loomer, okay, who had all this stuff on him. And this caller was, you know, criticizing DeSantis. Well, I did a little bit of investigation on Laura Loomer. And it turns out that a while back, she wished that she would be infected with COVID-19 so that she'd be able to prove to people that she had bouts of food poisoning that were more serious and life-threatening than the hyped-up virus. Well, she came down with COVID-19. And then she wrote, she can't even begin to explain how brutal the body aches and nausea that come with COVID-19 are, and she's talking about how she's in so much pain. Now, she's allegedly an anti-vaccination person, okay?
Yeah, we've had her on the radio program. Let me, I know all about her, okay? She has done a whole lot to expose child trafficking,
Okay.
Now, let me just take you to DeSantis. When DeSantis was in Congress, he did not have the most conservative voting record in Congress. We saw that change. Just like, remember, Trump himself was a Democrat.
Right.
And he went from being a Democrat to being a very conservative, okay? And
right.
And DeSantis, too, was not the most conservative in his voting record, but that's changed, okay? He's become more and more conservative, and that's a good thing. And that's what probably what she was talking about, what that fellow was talking about, something that she probably wrote on about him in the past. But he's changed a lot from where he was as a congressman. So that's what that's all about.
Yeah, but I mean... the caller was saying that DeSantis was criticizing Trump. I've never heard him criticize Trump. And he even went to bat for Trump in this whole thing going on with the...
Well, here I think is what's happening.
I don't understand why...
Let me try to explain it to you. DeSantis was way... When he was running for governor, he was way behind in the poll. He was way behind. Trump came out there and candidated for it, and he went from way behind. His popularity shot up. Now, Trump expected DeSantis, when Trump announced that he was going to run for president, he expected DeSantis would come all the way out and back him up. This was, now I don't know if there was any kind of an agreement that those two had, any kind of a deals made, but this is what Trump expected, that DeSantis would come out and support him 110%, okay? And that's why... Now, Trump is the guy, if he thinks that you've crossed him, he really goes after you. And this is kind of what he's doing with DeSantis right now, running those ads. Trump's running some pretty mean ads against DeSantis right now. And this is what's coming out, and what they're doing is basically they're using his old voting record against him. And you may have seen some of the ads run on TV already. So I think that's where that came from.
Some of his comments that he made against him. I've heard some of the comments that Trump has made against DeSantis.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, but those two should...
DeSantis isn't even running for president at this time.
Well, yeah, he is. He is. He hasn't announced it. He hasn't announced it, but he's doing it. Look, when you start going to all of these other states, especially the ones that have the early voting, the early primaries, and you show up there and with these speaking engagements, you're running, and that's what he's been doing. So now, with what's happening now, I can see how a lot of these others may say, you know what, you know, this, they may drop out because Trump's, since they're attacking Trump, and Trump is using this to his advantage, he's rope-a-doping these people. But I got to go with Trump's record. And Trump kept his promises. And again, I would say, well, let me ask you, have you known 4 years since Ronald Reagan where our country has done any better than it did with the 4 years of Donald Trump?
Well, I supported Trump when he ran for president, both times, okay?
I did too. But, I mean, the point of it is while he was in office, our country did much better than it's done since Ronald Reagan, since the 80s.
Oh, I agree. It did good. I respected Reagan also. Reagan did a lot of good things.
Oh, yeah. I met him.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
You met Ronald Reagan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, AC? Well, I think I'm just about out of time. Listen, how much time do I have over there? Okay, got to go. I got real quick one more. Cliff? Let's bring up Cliff. Cliff,
yeah,
I can give you a minute, Cliff.
No, a book, a minute, yeah. I referenced a book, The Surveillance State, that John might be interested in. It's called The Surveillance State by Josh Lynn and Eliza Lynn. And it's talking about why China is doing the social credit card. It's available in audio, but Chapter 11 says that their education system they use to try and mold people, but they don't have a church at all, really, where you could give moral guidance to the people, and their legal system is weak. So they're using this AI spying on people and the social credit score to try and control the population that way. And the social credit score, they're just adding these funky things to, like, their finances, like, this is good behavior, that's good behavior. But if your score dips, they might not let you on a train or a plane or a bus.
Yeah, that's what they're doing absolutely in China. And that's exactly what they want to do here. And they want to start right there in Cleveland, too, a 15-minute city. But we're out of time. Thanks for calling. Big John, you've got 4 minutes. Can you do it?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. We can always do it, right?
Amen.
All right. Folks, this is a God. Well, that scripture that I shared earlier, the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. They're going to keep going down and down and down, folks. They're going down into like a hellhole. And we understand. So because we understand, we have to grow close to the Lord in prayer. We have to stand and ask him in Jesus' name to strengthen us and to carry, because we cannot give up. We cannot surrender. And this is ultimately a spiritual battle. So we need to be with the Lord. And to be with the Lord, he has to be our Lord and Savior. So there may be people here that have never confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And this is how we get on his side, or he comes on our side. And we can then approach in prayer and have the Lord's strength and have him answer our prayer. So it's done by recognizing that we are sinners, broken God's law. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That God literally loves us, and that the only way that we can be in heaven and have God on our side is to be reconciled with, because of sin, which Jesus did on the cross. On the cross, he shed his blood to pay the penalty for our sin. He died and shed his blood. And what happens is our sin was placed on him on the cross by God, and his righteousness was placed in us. So that is why we can be forgiven. That's why we can have eternal life. God becomes our Abba, Father, that's Daddy, a very close relationship he wants with us. And not only that, God wants to heal our broken hearts. He wants to set our minds free from bondage. He wants us to be free from being oppressed of the devil. This is all part of having Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So it's done by confession. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that can be done right now by repentance and turning to God through Jesus Christ and his word, making that the center of your life. And also, I got to put in this, part of the gospel is believing Jesus Christ bodily rose from the dead. And that can be done right now by a confession. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Okay, Pastor Ernie, that's got to be about out of time.
Well, yeah, we're getting close to it. I think we got about a minute left there to just tell the folks that, you know, this Sunday, Lord's willing, I'm going to be preaching on the death of Christ, but I'm going to be preaching on it from the Old Testament and show you all of these prophecies, how they would come exactly to pass in the New Testament, so that, like, the New Testament was a perfect commentary on the Old Testament, the accuracy, the perfect accuracy of God's Word, the Bible. And we're talking about how, and we're talking about these prophecies that would come to pass 800-900 years later. So it's really amazing. I mean, the accuracy of God's Word, the Bible, is unbelievable. But anyhow, we are out of time for tonight. I want to thank you for being here with us tonight, Big John, and all
thank
you folks
you
out there. Me. And until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless, and always, 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 you ready? Yeah, you do it.
Keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.